The story starts.
Who won't hurt you?
You're scaring me.
Leave me alone.
What did you think I was?
Whatever it is, they don't want me to be.
Three carrots.
She was the coolest.
You forgot your laptop at the office.
No biggie.
It's time to live.
How am I supposed to make that safe?
Movie news.
Commit to a side.
With Gareth Daly.
I need you to trust me.
Gareth, good afternoon to you. We're starting with Kieran Culkin, who's having a great old year. You have some latest news on his next project.
Well, as you say, great old year, coming off an Oscar win, former Succession actor. Yeah, he's going to be starring in a key role in The Hunger Games. It's called Sunrise on the Reaping. So yeah, he's taking on the role of the game's eccentric host, Caesar Flickerman. This is a role that Stanley Tucci portrayed in the first four films the franchise. Mm. Yeah, so and they're doing that. They're obviously getting all new cast for it. Elle Fanning has been cast in the film. We've also got a young Irish actress, Molly McCann. She's joined the cast. She's appeared in projects like Bad Sisters, herself and Rosie.
Great.
And then also, yeah, also in the cast, we've got Jesse Plemons, Ray Fiennes, Maya Hawke. There's a big, big cast in there. Francis Lawrence directs the film from a script by Billy Ray that adapts Susan Collins' best-selling novel. They have a date for the release for The Hunger Games, Sunrise on the Reaping, which is going to be November 20th, 2026.
Okay, we'll put it in the diary. Now, Quentin Tarantino, we're still waiting to see what his next film's going to be, but in the meantime, he's working on some books.
Yeah, he's done a deal actually for a wave of making of books exploring the films, all the films that he's done, and I believe there's going to be a book on the unmade final feature, which as you say, we await to see what that will be. He says he's only going to do 10 films, but yeah, in November there's going to be the release of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, the making of. This will be followed then by books in 26 and 27 on all his films, the likes of Django, Reservoir Dogs, Pulp Fiction, Jackie Brown, you name it, all of them. The journalist author Jay Glennie is writing the books with Tarantino. The pair are sort of able to go through access to the cast, all his notes, everything like that, and he's going to write an introduction for each of these. They'll be big sellers, actually.
They will. They'll be interesting. Okay. Now, we have some good casting news today, actually, but this first one is a sequel.
This is a sequel. So Practical Magic, which was released back in 1998, they're going to do a sequel for it, and Sandra Bullock and Nicole Kidman are going to reprise their roles in it. So they played sisters Sally and Gillian Owens in the original movie, who fight a family curse that dispatches the men with whom they fall in love with. So the original was based on a novel by Alice Hoffman King. Joey King was in The Kissing Booth, and Bullet Train is in negotiations to star as well and play Sandra Bullock's daughter in the movie, the one who discovers the dark family secrets and her own dark powers, plunging the family into crisis once more. They're planning to shoot this one in London later in the summer.
Okay, now this next bit of casting news will get a lot of people excited.
Yeah, it's Cillian Murphy and Daniel Craig.
I'm there.
Potentially starring. Yeah, I'm done. There you go. That's the pitch. I'll just leave the office.
Thank you very much.
It's a new prison movie that Damien Chazelle is directing. So it's a two-hander set in a prison. Further plot details are under wraps at the moment, but production's sort of moving fast with this project racing to go into production later this year. It's a bit of a surprise for the director, because we actually thought, and we had reported on a couple of weeks back, that he was going to be directing an Evel Knievel biopic this summer, starring Leonardo DiCaprio. But DiCaprio has jumped across to Martin Scorsese's film that he's going shooting. So we're not quite sure what the state of that project is. They'll probably come back to it at some stage, but now that Chazelle is moving on to this prison film with Daniel Craig and Cillian Murphy, I think we're all there.
I think we are indeed. That is exciting news. Now, some toilet humour.
Some toilet humour. Yeah, the movies have gone to the toilet, essentially. So Michael Bay is going doing Skibidi Toilet. So this movie has officially begun production. This was a YouTube sensation, of course. It was an 11-second video in which a head emerges from a toilet singing, and since then many videos have emerged depicting an escalating war between the toilets and the cyborgs. Who's making it? Well, Michael Bay is known for the big blockbusters like Bad Boys, Armageddon, The Rock and Transformers films. He's been working with a digital content studio called Invisible Narratives. They've got some serious kind of production designers and VFX supervisors working on this, and now they're working to bring this project, They've started production on it, and yeah, it's probably going to be huge because there's a lot of IP around something so small that started so small. So Skibidi Toilet heading to the big screen.
I'm not as excited about that one personally, but as you say, there will be a lot of people very excited about it. So there you go. They'll find their audience, no doubt about it. Now, is Dwayne The Rock Johnson going all serious on us?
He is, because as we know, we had him featured in a trailer for The Smashing Machine. This is an A24 film that he's going to be working on. And now he's signed up with A24 again for a psychological thriller called Breakthrough, in which he's going to co-star. So this is set in the late 1990s Southern California. Story follows an alienated young man who comes under the influence of a motivational guru, played by Dwayne Johnson. The guru's intoxicating charm masks his morally questionable methods of manipulation and his own concealed darkness. Casting is still underway for the lead role and other supporting parts, and also for a director as well. But just goes to show you that he's obviously said to his agent, you know what, I want to do some serious movies. So that's and I mentioned the Martin Scorsese Hawaiian film that Leonardo DiCaprio is going working on. He's also going to be in that as well, alongside Emily Blunt. So yeah, he's got an interesting slate coming up.
And a good agent, as you say, no doubt about it. Okay, now some early news from the Galway Film Fly. What can you tell us?
Yeah, so the 2025 programme has had some announcements. They've announced the opening and closing films of the festival. It's the 37th Galway Film Fly. It's going to open with the Irish premiere of Recreation. This is from co-directors Jim Sheridan and David Merriman. In a fictitious trial, 12 members of a jury must decide whether British journalist Ian Bailey is guilty of the murder of French filmmaker Sophie Tuscan de Plantier in 1996. It's based on real events, but the film reconstructs it through these 12 people and the case that ultimately invites the viewer to draw their own conclusions. Sounds interesting, doesn't it, in the way that it's been done. The cast here includes Vicky Creeps, Jim Sheridan, Aidan Gillen and Colm Meaney. It's going to have its premiere on the 8th of July at 7 p.m. at the Town Hall Theatre. A couple more to mention as well. There's a documentary on Gerry Adams, a Ballymurphy man is the name of that one, and it's kind of Adams sits down to tell his story from teenage activist to party leader, and that takes place on the 12th of July at 4 p.m. at the Town Hall Theatre. And then the closing film of the FLA announced is The Life of Chuck. This is a life-affirming, genre-bending story based on Stephen King's novella, adapted for the screen and directed by Mike Flanagan. It stars Tom Hiddleston, Chiwetel Ejiofor, Karen Gillan and Mark Hamill, and that's going to screen on the 13th of July at the Town Hall Theatre. Lots more to come, no doubt, in the Galway Film FLA announcements.
Great, we wish them well and we look forward to hearing more. What trailer have you picked for us?
So Sony Pictures has released the first trailer for Darren Aronofsky's new crime comedy film, which is called Caught Stealing.
It's the last call. Drink him if you got him.
Let's go back to your place and you can take advantage of my poor judgment.
I depend on your poor judgment.
I want to know if I can take this seriously.
What do you need to take it seriously?
I've got to fly back to London. I need you to take care of my cat.
I like cats.
I like dogs.
Hey,
is Russ home?
Who are you?
What's the big man?
Who did this to you?
La pistola. Either I get what I want or my pistol talk for me.
Yeah, that is the new one from Darren Aronofsky, as you say, Austin Butler. And I have to say, when I first looked at the trailer, is that Matt Smith, was my question. It's almost unrecognisable. Matt Smith, isn't it?
He's in there, all right. Yeah, alongside Austin Butler, who stars as Hank Thompson, a high school baseball phenomenon who can't play anymore, but everything else is kind of going okay in his life until his punk rock neighbour, Russ, played by Matt Smith, asks him to take care of his cat for a few days. And then he suddenly finds himself caught in the middle of a motley crew of threatening gangsters. Looking at the trailer, I mean, the editing in the trailer is fantastic, and we know that Aronofsky is good at that in the films that he does. Zoe Kravitz also starring in it as well, Regina King. So yeah, it's going to be released August 29th, so do check out the trailer for it, see if you like the look of it.
Okay, that is Caught Stealing. Let's see what's in our cinemas this weekend, and I guess it's the first of the summer blockbusters. Tom Cruise is back in Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning.
If we want to bring the world back from the brink, we have to deal with him.
Should he choose to accept?
It's
smart people on every side are close to panicking. What exactly is your plan?
Your team has been betrayed, Ethan. All your secrets compromised.
Everything you are. Everything you've done. Has come to this.
You gave him an aircraft carrier?
Yeah, that is the biggie this weekend, Garrett. Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning.
I know, and this is Tom Cruise back as Ethan Hunt and the IMF team who continue their search for the terrifying AI known as the Entity. You're just going to get a pretty long movie here with lots and lots of action stunts and, you know what you're going to get with these, but has to be seen on the big screen.
Oh, it is. It's a cinema event, isn't it? It really is. Like, and you're absolutely right. I thought it was very entertaining. Go to the biggest screen you can. Tom Cruise is gives it his all and then some is what I'd say. And actually, if you are a fan of the franchise, I love they did a lot of kind of flashbacks over the last few films, kind of reminding you and saying, you know, just how young Tom Cruise was when these movies first started. But it's full on action, as many will have seen. The stunts are out of this world. I would say it's very heavy on plot and it's a bit complicated. You know, that'll be the only downer. And as you say, it's quite long, but absolutely worth seeing and a fun night at the cinema, which is what we all need at the moment. What else have we to see in cinemas this weekend?
Oh, I think it's going to be a huge weekend for the cinema and for the weeks ahead. Lilo and Stitch is also released as well. So basically, this is going to pull in the younger crowd. This is a wildly funny and touching story of a lonely Hawaiian girl and the fugitive alien who helps to mend her broken family. I think they'll be flocking to see that as well. So a busy, busy box office. The Phoenician Scheme is the new one from Wes Anderson. Mm. That's also in the cinema. It's about a wealthy businessman who appoints his only daughter, a nun, as sole heir to his estate. As they embark on a new enterprise, they soon become the target of scheming tycoons, foreign terrorists, and determined assassins. Sometimes
big cast too.
Yeah, straight from the Cannes Film Festival. It premiered there. A huge cast, as you say: Benicio del Toro, Jeffrey Wright, Benedict Cumberbatch, Michael Cera, Mia Tripleton,
who's Kate Winslet's daughter, getting good reviews.
Yeah. Bryan Cranston, Rupert Friend, Hope Davis, Riz Ahmed, and Tom Hanks. Did I mention Scarlett Johansson? I mean, the cast is huge. It's just huge. So Wes Anderson, everyone wants to work with him, that's for sure.
Okay, and two more to mention.
Yeah, we've also got When the Light Breaks. This is a poignant new drama about a young woman whose conscience and resilience is tested over the course of a long summer's day when she's confronted by unexpected and life-changing events. And then finally, just to mention, there is a documentary, feature documentary on release as well, called The Flats. This is about Joe McAnally and his Belfast neighbours reenact childhood memories from the violent trouble era in their Catholic district, exploring the collective experiences that shaped their lives and community. That's called The Flats.
Very good. What TV movie have you picked for us?
So this is about a vacationing family who discovers that the secluded beach where they're relaxing on for a few hours is somehow causing them to age rapidly, reducing their entire lives into a single day. There's only one person that can come up with a sort of high concept horror like this, and that's M. Night Shyamalan, who's very good at making those type of movies. If you like the type of movies that he makes, this one's called Old. It's on RT1 and it's on at 9:20 tonight.
Very good, Gareth. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Aideen.